Good evening, everyone. I've just got a quick question, really. In the light of my experiences today using taxis, well, actually the last few days, and that is to tip or not to tip. I'm not really talking about restaurants because a lot of the time they have their own service charges, etc. I'm just talking about taxis. Now, I don't usually tip the taxis because a lot of the time I don't think they really deserve it, to be fair. But I did tip both of them today, and I'll tell you the reason why. I was taking my poodle to a dog groomer, and I can't get there any other way than with a taxi. I could walk, but it's a long walk there and back, especially for him. He's getting a bit old now. He can probably, one way, it'd be nothing. It probably could do both ways. I don't know if I could do both ways, to be honest. Plus the fact Obi was not around, so it would have meant doing it with my stick, and I was not going to be doing that, my cane. So I used to take Lammy in a carrier on my front, a proper dog carrier, but I lost that in the fire, and then I used to work Nile. So my only option really is taxi. Now, the basic journey is £5 because it's not that far. And to carry a pet dog, they charge £2, this company. There is a company that don't charge at all, but there you often have to wait longer for them, and you can't really rely on them to turn up. They'll keep you waiting ages sometimes because I don't think they have many cabs in the area, or so many. So I use this tried and trusted one. So the first man that took me, he didn't charge me for the dog. So I thought, well, I gave him the money. And I had it in my hand, really. So I just gave him, as if he had charged me for the dog. So I just said, keep that. And he said, thank you. And that was fine. The second one, which some of you might have heard in the audio book, I had a bit of a communication problem with because his English wasn't very good. Or my understanding of his English wasn't any better. And I tried to explain to him, I thought the office had explained to him, the taxi firm, that he had to go to the chemist and pick up my prescription with me because they refused to do it without me. But I told them I couldn't get out of the car because a pet dog isn't allowed into the pharmacy. But he didn't understand it, and he thought I was looking for a person in there and wondering why no one came out, and he couldn't remember my name anyway. So he came back without it. So I called the pharmacy and they said, yes, everything's here. So I told him he can go back for it now if he didn't mind. And he drove off up the road. I don't know whether he didn't hear me, whether he didn't understand me. And that's when I realised he thought he was looking for a person. So we went back and he went in and he got it. And I was getting a bit frustrated because the dog was getting distressed. I was just getting a bit fed up and I wanted to go home. And I had, you know, a lot to do, and I just thought it was an unnecessary palaver when they could have picked it up before I got in the cab, because they have done jobs for me like that before. They've actually picked it up. The chemist will actually deliver to me if I want them to, but I wasn't going to be here, so that was a waste of time, because I don't think Ronan would have been here, but he's under 18, and I don't think they will leave medication with someone under 18. Plus, the doorbell stopped working now, so we've got to sort that out, and we don't really know why. And I thought he might not hear him knock on the door, the pharmacy delivery chap. Anyway, when we got home, again, I had a quote of £9 or £10 for this job, for going to the pharmacy and then coming, because it's in the completely opposite direction to where I live, coming back and you know, coming back past where he'd already picked me up and then coming home. So I thought, that's fine. And then I thought, well, it's probably going to be £12 because he'll charge for the dog. But he didn't. He charged me £10. So again, I thought, well, he did have a bit of messing around and we did have a bit of a misunderstanding, and maybe I wasn't as patient as I could have been, although I did try, because I was just frustrated because I thought he knew what he was doing and he didn't. And it was just a miscommunication. So I gave him a tip and he didn't even say thank you. And I thought, you rude bugger, you know, I didn't have to do that. If you wanted to charge for the dog, you could have done, but you didn't. And so I did appreciate what he did, and I thought, well, that's just a bit off, really, and it just puts me off doing it. Not that I expect someone to fall on their knees and say thank you, but, you know, and be saying, oh, thank you so much. But, you know, a simple thank you is courteous, in my view. So I got one that said thank you and one that didn't. Now, as a result of all this, we now have to rate, we don't have to, but we're asked to rate our drivers. I gave him a 3. It's 3 out of 5, where 1 is bad and 5 is excellent. So he got an average rating because he was quite helpful, but, you know, he was all right, but it wasn't easy. I mean, people don't realise that sometimes when you can't see, getting around and doing these things is actually quite stressful. And to add a language barrier to it makes it worse. And that's not really his fault. But the unfortunate thing about this rating system is they don't ask you why, which seems a bit pointless, really. But anyway, the other driver I did give a 4 because he did get out and took me to the door, and this one didn't. He made sure I was okay when I got out. He put me to the end of my driveway and I was fine. But the other one took me to the door because I didn't really know where I was going. But he took me to the wrong door, actually. But Freya's got 2 doors. She's got one, a front door, and she's got one that opens directly into our grooming parlour, which is where we normally go in. But anyway, so I just wonder what other people do about tipping in cabs in particular. Regarding the rating system, I actually gave somebody a 1 the other day because he tried to charge me for Nile, and he got really shirty when I told him he can't do that because he's a guide dog. And he was just really, I don't know, his attitude, he had a stinking attitude. He wasn't rude to me, it's just the way he spoke. And I said, well, if you've got any doubts about it, you can check with the office. Okay, I can't even do the way he said okay. It's as much as say, well, I don't believe you, and yes, I will do. He just had a really bad attitude when I... He was all right until the point that I told him that he can't charge for the dog, so I'm afraid he got a 1. Because any bad attitude, there's no... If you're dealing with the public, unless someone's rude to you first, there's really no need for that kind of thing. So, I'm afraid he scored a 1. And we had an incident about a month ago where my friend took a taxi to a bed and breakfast, you know, a travel lodge, because that was her and her husband. They'd been visiting me. They were both visually impaired, the guide dog, and that was fine. But they forgot their suitcase because they had rucksacks, and they forgot their case. And so I had to get another taxi to take it to them. Well, they did. They booked it. But it came, you know, to my phone, the details. And when the taxi, it was quite late. It was about 11:45 at night. And when the taxi driver came to the door, well, he didn't get out of the car. He just parked at the end of the drive. So Ronan and I took the case out, and we said, where do you want it? And we put it in the front, and he thought we were getting in, and we said, no, we're not going. We explained to him again. We thought the office would have told him what he was doing. And he started saying, well, who's going to pay for it? And he expected me to pay for it. Said, I'm not paying for it. You know, someone's paying for it at the other end. I explained what happened, how they were waiting for their case. I didn't tell him this, but it actually had laptops and equipment in it. So they really wanted it and were worried about it. So I knew they were going to be there. There was no doubt in my mind about that. But what actually happened was when we walked away and came in, what had happened was, before we went down there, this driver had called my mobile to say he was outside because he couldn't find the right house. And I had already gone down with Ronan because we'd seen it, Ronan had seen it out the window. And Obi was upstairs and he'd answered my phone, and he told him that they told the driver we were coming down. But the driver failed to disconnect the call. So Obi heard the whole conversation, you know, him being rude to me and saying, you know, he wasn't very polite about who's going to pay. And as we walked off, he said, bastards, and which I thought was totally uncalled for. But because I wanted to give him a 1 for that, not for that, because just for his whole attitude. But Obi didn't really want me to, because he thought it was just because he told me what he'd said. But it wasn't, because when he got to the travel lodge and my friend's husband was waiting outside, the driver tried to charge him £10 when they'd only been charged 8 to take them and the dog, the guide dog. So he my friend's husband disputed it, and the driver called him a liar and said that he was lying, that they'd only charged him £8, which he wasn't. And so I really wanted to give him a 1. He deserved to have a minus 20, I think. I will give, if I think their attitude is bad, I will give them a one. The only thing is I wish the driver, I wish the company would get in touch with us and ask us if we give them a bad score or a good score, the reason for it, because otherwise I think it makes the whole thing pointless. Anyway, I wonder what anyone else thinks, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.